This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
One of the toughest decisions IT professionals face when selecting a new storage system is deciding between all-flash arrays and a hybrid array. Do you go with the predictable high performance of the all-flash architecture or the attractive price per gigabyte of the mixed flash and hard drive architecture? Can you have both? Well, a webinar was held just recently with Tejal. And joining us to talk about it, George Crump, lead analyst of Storage Switzerland and the head of marketing for Tejal, Narayan Venkat. One of the things that happened in the webinar, guys, before we really get to questions and answers, we had a poll question that came out of what is your top concern about deploying hybrid flash? Now, without any doubt, George, the number one response was the biggest concern was predictable performance, 69%. What do you make of that?
Well, part of it obviously is because of the webinar itself was talking about how to get predictable performance about hybrid flash. So obviously a lot of people attending wanted to know that information. But it is clear that one of the problems with hybrid systems, and just to kind of review, a hybrid system is a system that has, you know, some part hard drive, some part flash, and the goal is to deliver really good performance, but also maintain some of the economics that a hard drive-based systems would have. So the typical question when somebody's considering that is, okay, I understand what my performance is going to be like when it's coming off of the flash part of this, but what's my performance going to look like when it comes from the hard drive? And so what we at Storage Switzerland have done is established a four-point solution to that. One is we just flat out recommend that people buy more flash. So that means dealing with a vendor that doesn't overcharge for the flash storage. Number two, that you use data efficiency features like deduplication and compression to get optimal efficiency out of that flash investment. You know, if you use the industry average, about 5x return on the data efficiency investment, that means a 5 terabyte flash investment could act like 25 terabytes of optimized storage. So that's substantial. And then third is to have the ability to pin mission critical applications to flash. So I had a guy a few months ago say, hey, well, I've got this 600 gig JD Edwards database. What about that? I said, just pin it to flash and be done. Don't even worry about it. And then the fourth part, and we put it fourth for a reason, is to optimize the database code and things like that specifically. That's hard to do. And frankly, many times doing all of the first three steps that we talked about makes this much more difficult step irrelevant. So that's kind of our system to it. Narayan, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree with you, George. Clearly, predictable performance in a hybrid system comes down to, at least from a systems perspective, comes down to two things. In my mind, they are the ratio of flash to spinning disk, and certainly the nuances of the implementation of how you cache the right set of data onto the flash tier, right? So typically what we have seen with Tejal systems is that, you know, you get very good latency for the majority of applications. And by that I mean, you know, you could see anywhere from, you know, 97 to 98% of the time you get latencies in the 1 millisecond range when data is actually served from flash. And the occasional sort of 1 or 2% when you have to go to disk, you know, you will see disk-like latency, right? But to your earlier point, which is, you know, to be able to deliver predictable performance, you got to have compression, dedupe, right? And we certainly do that in line, and it's really important to be able to do that in line because post-process dedupe doesn't really serve the purpose. So we at Tejal do this in line, and we also give customers the ability to pin certain volumes or file systems or LUNs on the flash tier. So if you're running a database and you've got some really hot data, perhaps they are log data, or if your database is small enough, as you just said, just pin it in flash, and that's going to give you significantly better performance, i.e. consistent latency in the 1 millisecond range. And then you can have spinning disks as part of a broader hybrid pool for the vast bulk of your other applications.
Now, Narayan, one of the surprising aspects of this poll, I guess, would be that 23% say that their largest concern, the top concern about deploying hybrid flash is reliability. 8% say that it's the lack of advanced features. How does your company, Tejal, how do you all handle that?
Yeah, good question. I think, you know, part of the concerns, you know, among in the minds of the customers actually stems from two things. Reliability in the context of flash is how well do storage systems optimize the layout of data on flash, because most people know that flash, unlike hard disks, have a certain lifetime. And so the question is, does a vendor's implementation of layout of data on flash, does that, you know, is it done in a manner that is reliable, that keeps flash from wearing out too soon? So that's number one. Also, you know, most customers are deploying business critical applications on legacy storage or incumbent storage. And often the question comes up is, you know, if I have to go deploy a new hybrid storage system, does it have all of these features? Can I back up? Can I restore? Can I do disaster prevention, right? Can I replicate between source and target? All of these questions often come up. And in fact, as an IT professional or a storage professional, I'd like to make a change provided I have the reliability and the advanced features. What I can tell you from a Tejal perspective is that we've done a number of optimizations with respect to how we lay out data on flash to ensure resiliency of data, resiliency of flash, right? To improve, so things like wear leveling, handling distributed, you know, garbage collection across a wide number of SSDs. These optimizations we have done mainly because we support both flash and spinning disk hybrid in the same system. And then we provide the full complement of data management software. So think snapshots, clones, inline dedupe, compression, replication, thin provisioning, et cetera. So clearly we have designed our systems to enable customers to facilitate the transition from their existing incumbent storage systems to a hybrid or an all-flash system. And so, you know, we can allay any of customers' concerns about reliability or the need for advanced features.
George, your thoughts about the Tejal system?
Well, I think what's important here when you look at, you know, for example, features, and Ryan really hit it well, one of the features that is often lacking in some of the newer systems that come to market is disaster recovery capabilities, which I find amusing because these are clearly systems that are going to be designed for primary storage. They're going to be designed probably for mission critical workloads, and you're going to go to market without the ability to replicate it so you're protected in the case of a disaster. That just seems a little disconnected there. And so the fact that and so I think it's good that that there was a concern that people were expressing that these features were lacking, and it's also obviously clearly good that a company like Tejal has them. So I think that's a really big issue, and I think it's one that people should ask those questions. Okay, can I replicate? A point that Narayan made in the webinar that people should listen for is that not only can I replicate, but will it leverage some of the other capabilities? So for example, Tejal leverages their deduplication and compression to minimize the amount of data that's being transferred during the replication process. So not only is the feature there, but is it also leveraging other capabilities of the system to bring optimal protection to the environment?
You can listen to that webinar just by simply clicking the link under this player. If you're listening on iTunes, come on over to StorageSwiss.com. We'll get you to that webinar. But if you're listening on StorageSwiss.com, click the link under the player and we'll get you to this podcast. It was outstanding. Great presentation from George Crump of Storage Switzerland and Narayan VanKant from Tejal. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.